Cedar Rapids Curdles are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Let the good times roll. Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a nice warm evening here in early May. We are live from Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs getting ready to go here for Game 4 of a six-game series. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are red hot, winners of 7 of their last 8. They've also won 5 in a row, and they look to continue pouring it on here against the Peoria Chiefs. The Chiefs coming in at 12-18. They've lost 9 straight games. The Colonels have been outstanding here in this series, adding to that pain for Peoria. It was a 10-1 win on Tuesday for the Colonels, 7-1 on Wednesday, and then last night on Thursday, 13-1, as the Colonels smashed 4 home runs and plated a season-high 13 runs in that 13-1 win over the Peoria Chiefs. Wander Javier went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 5 RBI. Jair Camargo homered as part of a 3-hit game, while Sebastian Encarnacion Strand each had 2 hits in that win last night. Colonels, of course, have won 5 in a row, 7 of their last 8, and they improved to 22-8 with the best record in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids is tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball entering play here today, and they have the best pitching staff by earned run average at 2.71 in all of minor league baseball. Cedar Rapids has been absolutely incredible here in 2022. The pitching staff has been amazing. And speaking of great pitching, that's exactly what we are going to get here tonight in Peoria. Cade Povich, the Minnesota Twins third-rounder from last season, will take the ball against the St. Louis Cardinals first-rounder from last season, Michael McGreevy. Both these pitchers project to be very, very good at the highest level of baseball. Cade Povich has been a bit of an eye-opener here since being drafted by the Minnesota Twins last year. Povich has ran that fastball up to 96 with good command of his secondary pitches. Povich was that third-round pick for Minnesota last year, number 98 overall. Michael McGreevy, drafted last season by the St. Louis Cardinals, he was their first-round pick. And, oh boy, is this going to be a fun matchup. McGreevy was the April Pitcher of the Month here in the Midwest League. He has gone at least 6 innings this season in 4 of his 6 starts. He's walked his 2 batters total over plenty of innings of work, just 2 walks across 34 and a third, 28 strikeouts for McGreevy. He works quick, he attacks the strike zone, and he will have a good test here with the Colonels and their left-hander, Cade Povich. Speaking of left-handers and the Colonels, Aaron Rozek was absolutely fantastic yesterday for Cedar Rapids. He joins us next to talk a bit about his 4th win here of 2022.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined by yesterday's winning pitcher, Aaron Rozek, after a brilliant outing. It's a gorgeous day here in Peoria once again. Aaron, how are we doing?
Doing well, just recovering from last night.
Certainly a good one for you on the bump.
yesterday evening in Peoria. It was another hot day. It was our warmest game of the season here in 2022. How'd you feel about your response to the heat, just preparing for that game?
All you can do is really like prepare yourself the day before, drink a lot of fluids. We have great training staff and strength staff that helps us out on that side. So I think just drinking a lot of fluids, eating clean, and getting your rest the night before.
It was certainly an outstanding outing for three hits, no walks, nine Ks. How good were you feeling during that start?
Feeling good. I guess the biggest thing is just the mental side of it. It's just like attacking every hitter and hopefully good things happen.
Good things were certainly happening for you on the punch-out side of things. You had six strikeouts, four strikeouts through your first two. You punched out the side in the third. What was working for you strikeout stuff-wise?
The changeup, definitely, and slider, yeah.
I know with your pitch mix, you're able to work differently on hitters, some different sequences that you can utilize. Where did you feel your feel was for your mix yesterday?
In the bullpen, everything was working. I was hitting every spot I needed to with every pitch, so it was just kind of go out there and have fun at that point. I knew everything was working, so yeah, it was pretty fun.
Pretty good defense behind you as well yesterday. Talk to me about the trust that you have in this group behind you.
I mean, I know the work they put in over the off season. I see them in spring training doing it, pregame, before batting practice and all that. They're studs in the infield. I know even if they do make an error, I know if it gets hit to them again, they're going to want it and they're going to feel it clean and get them out.
With how hot this team has been, now winning six of their last seven, the Colonels have the most wins in all of minor league baseball here as well, the best record in the Midwest League. The way the bats have been swinging here, and it kind of feels like if the Colonels score some runs, it's over. Big crooked number for you in the fourth. What was your reaction to that big crooked number put up for you?
Honestly, they might not like it, but that sometimes throws you off your routine, like especially if you're feeling good. You want to get back out there quick, but not too quick. But obviously, you can't really be mad about run support and all that. So, I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
How are you able to focus back in, obviously, after that crooked number and the long time sitting on the bench before being able to go out in that next half inning? How did you feel about the way that you responded?
Felt good. I mean, obviously, after it happened, I mean, later on in my outing. So it's just stick with my in-between inning routine and just go from there.
Script-wise, going into that game yesterday, did you feel that you stayed on script pretty well?
Definitely, yeah. We always go before the game, going through their lineup and how we want to attack them. And me and Camargo worked great together. He put down the fingers, I nodded, and we threw it.
Yeah, talk to me about Jair Camargo. I know this catching group has three really solid catchers. Jair had you yesterday. What was that relationship like yesterday?
Very, very good. I mean, I trust him 100% back there, as I do with all of our catchers. They put in the work and study the opposing team's hitters that we have to play that week. And yesterday it just so happened that I had Camargo and drew it up well.
Do the catchers kind of teach you more about yourself than you even knew as a pitcher?
I think they can. And if we do shake and they put it down again, it's like, all right, they have confidence in it. I should too. So it's almost like that fake it till you make it. Just because they have confidence in it, then that gives me confidence in it.
Aaron, you picked up win number four yesterday. I know your program that you're the alumni of, Minnesota State Mankato, is in the conference tournament right now. Any message to the boys as they fight for an NSIC championship?
Just winners win. That's what we do there.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for your time. Congrats again on a great outing yesterday, and good luck to you next week.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
A gorgeous evening here in Peoria. Big thanks again to Aaron Rozek for joining us here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Boy, was he something yesterday for Cedar Rapids. Five scoreless innings, nine strikeouts, just three hits allowed for the Colonels left-hander. He continued a strong stretch for this pitching staff. The Colonels have owned a 0.45 ERA over their last 40 innings of work. Just two earned runs allowed. Two earned runs in their last 40 innings of work for a 0.45 ERA. They have the best ERA in all of minor league baseball at 2.71 entering this game here tonight. The Colonels pitching staff has been a big factor in how they've been able to work so well and so effectively here lately throughout the minor league season, throughout this early portion of the Midwest League season. Cedar Rapids starters here in this particular series against Peoria have yet to allow an earned run, as Cedar Rapids, Brent Hedrick, Sean Mooney, and Aaron Rozak have combined to allow just one unearned run over their first three starts here in the series. Cade Povich will get the ball today for the Colonels, looking to extend that run and keep a very hot pitching staff, well, hot. A hot lineup as well for the Colonels. They've scored double-digit runs twice in their last three games, including a season-high 13 runs yesterday, four home runs. That's also a season-high for the team. One of them from the man who joins us next, Seth Gray. The Colonels' do-it-all man, playing third, first, and left here this season, joins us in just a bit right here on the Colonels' leadoff show.
Every kid needs a baseball. The first 500 kids to enter Veterans Memorial Stadium on June 26 will receive their very own baseball.
All right, now let's see you throw one.
Don't miss the kids' baseball giveaway on June 26, presented by UFG.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids left-handed bat Seth Gray on a very warm evening here in May. Seth, how are we doing here today?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
Not too bad, Seth. It was a fun one yesterday for Cedar Rapids. You had a big night, three runs scored, two hits, a solo home run as part of a back-to-back-to-back affair for the Colonels. How locked in were you at the plate yesterday?
We're BP. Felt good. Everything felt like it was clicking. So I was excited to play, and it turned out I was seeing it well in the game, and I was aggressive on good pitches, and good things happened for me.
Before we get to that home run, talk to me about that double that you hit, the two-run double. What did you see in that at-bat, and how'd you feel on that swing?
I felt good. I took two good pitches before that. Got to a 2-0 count, and he was struggling commanding his off-speed pitches, so I was sitting dead red on the heater, and I got it and put a good swing on it.
Speaking of putting a good swing on something, you go the opposite way with the solo home run, your second home run of the season, setting up a back-to-back-to-back showing there for the Colonels. On that swing, what pitch did you see? How'd you feel about that sequence where you hit that home run?
He threw a pretty good sequence. I believe I got to a 3-0 count. Took a hack 3-0 because I was feeling well and fouled it off. Took a 3-1 hack, and then I remembered my first at bat of the day. He also got to a full count on me, and he froze me on a changeup. So I kind of had that in the back of my mind, and he did it again, and I was able to put a good swing on it backside. So I was happy with that at bat.
Seth, I know you were a part of some Wright State teams that hit a lot of home runs. Have you ever been a part of a back-to-back-to-back, Jack, before?
I have not. I've never been a part of one. I believe we had one at Wright State, but I wasn't a part of it. So it's definitely cool to see me hit one and then have two guys behind me be able to do it as well.
Talk to me about the energy of this club right now. The Colonels have been red hot, now tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball.
Yeah, we're definitely feeling good and having good team chemistry. The energy is good in the clubhouse, and I feel like that's one of the most important things, having a quality ball club. There's energy and chemistry, so we've been riding it out and been playing well. Our pitching staff's been really good. We've been hitting the ball, so we're just going to ride this out as long as we can.
Yeah, talking about that pitching staff here, Seth, I know defensively for you, you've been at a few different positions, left, third, and first base for the Colonels. This pitching staff throws so many strikes. They keep at-bats competitive. What sort of impact does that have on the defense when the pitchers are continuously in the strike zone?
It's just good to know that your pitching staff is confident and going to be in the zone a lot. It's good for them to be able to trust us defensively, that we'll make plays behind them. So, I mean, I think how good we've been defensively definitely helps the pitching staff, but I think it works both ways. Like, where it's very comforting having pitching staff in the zone a lot and knowing they're going to put balls in play and give you a chance to make an impact on the game.
Seth, talk to me about your confidence right now at first base and at left field. I know third base is your home, but you've been showing off pretty well at those other two positions too.
Yeah, I mean, I just go where they need me, where I need to make an impact on the game, and just do the best I can. I felt comfortable at first. I haven't played there a ton, but I'm getting comfortable there, and not super comfortable in left field yet, but we're going to still work on that.
I know you played a little bit of left, and some keys for you when you make that transition playing into the outfield.
I just try to get reads before the game, and just trust my athleticism out there to do what I need to do.
Do you get any tips from guys like Al or Holland or Willie Joe out there?
Yeah, I talk to them. They help me out in positioning throughout the game, and just subtle things that I might not know being a full-time infielder. So it is nice to have Willie Joe, Will, Alec, whoever it might be out there to kind of help me out and give me some tips along the way.
Seth, I know at the plate you've been swinging a really good stick this year for the Colonels, plenty of extra base hits and RBI. You've also been drawing a ton of walks. The on-base percentage right around 400 for most of the season. Talk me through your approach and what you're seeing really well right now at the plate.
My approach is, it's pretty simple. Hit the heater and pick a part of the zone that I want to attack and go attack it when I get it. So, taking balls when they're balls and hit strikes when they're strikes.
It's a pretty straightforward approach for you, Seth. Here today, the Colonels are facing a really good right-hander in Michael McGreevy. His first-round pick of the Cardinals last year and threw pretty well against Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium a few weeks ago. Do you know much here from the scouting report what to expect here from him today?
I've got some information that I'll look at for the game, but definitely a guy that we need to respect coming into the game. But like I said, he's a pitcher and he can get hit like anybody else. So like I said, we've got to stick to our approach, keep good energy and confidence, and I think that we should be all right.
That sounds like some pretty good keys to the game here tonight for you, Seth. I'm going to ask you what the best keys are here for a Colonels win tonight.
I think just having good approaches, sticking, be convicted to our approaches, and just trusting our pitching staff that they'll do what they need to do, and we do what we need to do.
Well, Seth, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck to you against Peoria.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks again to Colonels left fielder today, Seth Gray, for joining us here on the leadoff show to chat about this evening's matchup. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here on the Colonels leadoff card. As first off for the Peoria Chiefs, leading off at short will be Mason Wynn with Matt Chamberlain in right and LJ Jones in left. Thomas Francisco cleans up at first base with Kylo Soto behind the plate. Francisco Hernandez is the second baseman with Noah Medlinger at third, Tommy Ju in center, and Zade Richardson DHing to round out that starting nine. Again for Peoria, Wynn, Chamberlain, Jones, Francisco, Soto, and Hernandez, Medlinger, Ju, and Richardson. 1-9 for Peoria. That's in support of the right-hander Michael McGreevy, who comes in 1-1 with a 2.10 ERA here this season. For the Colonels, Anthony Prado leads off at second with the birthday boy Efferson Morales turning 23 today, batting second at catcher with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato cleans up at first. Seth Gray is in left with Wander Javier at short. Charles Mack DHs in the seventh spot. Kyler Fedko will make his Colonels debut, hitting eighth in right field tonight. Again, for the Colonels, Prado, Morales, Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, Gray, Javier, Mack, Fedko, and Gary Jr. Kate Povich gets the ball for Cedar Rapids, 2-1 with a 3.32 ERA. Povich, McGreevy, a great pitching matchup for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Coming up next, Colonels pitching coach Richard Salazar joins us here on the leadoff show to get us caught up to speed on all things pitching here in Peoria.
Don't miss postseason college baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels play host to the 2022 American Rivers Conference Tournament on May 12th through the 14th. The ARC Championship runs through Cedar Rapids this May.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels leadoff show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids pitching coach Richard Salazar on a very warm afternoon here in May. Richard, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
Good, and you. Thanks all for your time. And yeah, like, it's all nice, warm. It feels like home, so that's pretty good.
How do you feel so far? This team has responded to the warm weather. I feel like we skipped the 70s here this week and went straight to the 80s and 90s.
I mean, yeah, like, we can notice that, like, when the first night that Hedrick was pitching, he's like, man, I'm ready to pitch right now. Like, it's going for like 50s and 40s and now going straight to 90s. He's like, it's different. So we as a pitching coach, Mark and I, we got to monitor that one because he's like, the guys are going to get hot quicker. And we kind of like got to track that so they don't overthrow or they don't do more than they were used to do when it was cold, that they needed to get more time to like warm up or feel warm. So right now, we see like the sample like Rosa yesterday, even Mooney and Hedrick the first day, like on the fourth inning, they were like kind of like empty the tank there. So it's kind of like we need to be able to monitor that and see when the guys are like overheating. So we kind of like maintain them in a good shape there with stamina instead of like overheating and then drain that out.
Are there some pitchers on the staff that might respond a little bit better to the warmer weather here?
I mean, Yes, like the guy from like Venezuela, like I say, and then even Miami, like Cabezas, like Costa, Miguel. And some of the guys are going to just, like they say, like the Stankovic that just came out from Fort Myers are going to be ready. The other ones we need to, like, because you get used to, like, you get used to the cold weather, and now it's, like, straight to 90s. Like, we didn't have time to adjust to the 70s and 80s, like, straight to 90s. So that's something that we need to keep an eye on it.
I know there's some pitchers who say when the when the heat comes up, so does the velocity. It's easier to throw harder in warmer weather. Is there a science to that you've noticed at all, or is it just the way that some guys are?
That's the way that some guys are, and that's like the same. Like when I was playing, it was the same. Like some of the guys that they maintain the velo like all the time, but some guys like they were throwing like 91, 92, and all of a sudden when it got like warm or hot, they were throwing like 95, 96 throughout the year.
Richard, yesterday Aaron Rozek gave you a tremendous start. 5 scoreless innings, no walks, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. What did you see from him yesterday that was working particularly well?
He got his command with the changeup. He was using it in a good counts and a good spots. Also commanding the fastball. So that was a big key. If he had the fastball, the changeup is going to be really hard for any team like to hit him. And then the curveball was going a good break with good shape into the strike zone. And sometimes he just threw it below the strike zone. The guys was getting like weak contact, a swing and a miss. The slider is just like aggressive with it, like confidence. So that was a big key for him yesterday. It was big confidence yesterday.
Speaking of confidence, if I remember right, both of the home runs that Rozek gave up in his last start before yesterday were on the changeup. Talk to me about what it goes into confidence-wise for a pitcher to bounce back in the next start and trust that pitch where they gave up 2 long balls on it the start before.
This guy needs to realize they're going to be giving up homers. It's how we maximize their location on that pitch or the confidence on that pitch. And that's like it takes a week. Like now we have a week to work on that, work on the pitch, bullpen, mindset. So the most part is like he cannot go away from that pitch because that's his pitch. Just need to concentrate on locate better. Maybe like concentrate where the catch is going to be setting up, like the target. So just like confidence to execute the pitch instead of like thinking like, okay, I just gave up 2 homers last week with this pitch. I'm going to get away from it. And it's not like that's his best pitch, and just need to get to realize that sometimes you're going to get hit. Just like, why did I get hit with my pitch? It's like, well, didn't locate that well, so yesterday he was able to locate it well and compete with what he had yesterday.
We chatted with Aaron Rozek a little bit earlier today, and one of the things that he pointed to in his start yesterday was Jair Camargo showing confidence in some pitches where Rozek might not have anticipated being called. What does this catching group do in terms of helping provide confidence to the pitchers in-game?
Preparation. They come prepared every day when they're going to catch. And then they keep watching the game, they know in their pitcher. So that's a big key for like the confidence there. Like they know what the pitcher can do, so they just go maximize their potential. And that's why like also like we prepare them, like we come prepare like this is the plan, this is what we see, this is like you can push him through like push the limit a little bit more. So that's good. Like the catchers are doing a great job and staying communicated with Mark and them. So it's like, how can I maximize their potential? And they go and call the right pitch.
Today, Richard, it's Cade Povich on the hill for Cedar Rapids, one of the most exciting pitchers on the staff, which is tough to say because so many of these pitchers have been really, really fun to watch this season. What are some of the biggest keys that you're looking to see in terms of development from Cade here tonight?
Just like maintain his numbers, like on the what we're looking for in terms of analytics, like his vertical break on the fastball, the ability to execute pitches when he needed, like the location of the fastball to get more swing and a miss. But that Povich is just that he likes to compete, and he's gonna go there, like just get people out. So we just on the, that's what we work on during his whole week and during the bullpen. It's like, how can we be consistent on like the release high, the staying behind the ball, the tilt. So it's more into analytics into with Povich to get into like the development for him. But we're looking for him to go out there, like today's his night to perform, and just kind of like we track this performance after, like on the analytics side.
Cade Povich's fastball this season. We've seen it tick up to 96 miles an hour, kind of living in the low 90s. He can run it up a little bit higher in the mid-90s. How does it play this season? How have you seen it play against hitters?
I mean, at the beginning, it was like 90, 93 top. And his last outing, it was like 75 at home. And he was able to ramp that up, the velo, into like 96. So let's see how that plays today. That's a kid that it works hard. I mean, it just like, let's see how it comes today. Not everyone is going to come 100% every day in this game, but let's see how he can perform tonight on the way how he feels today.
I know tonight's pitching matchup is one that a lot of people around minor league baseball are going to be keeping their eyes on. Povich here for the Colonels against Michael McGreevy, the first-round pick of the Cardinals. He throws for Peoria tonight. With a guy like Povich and his competitiveness on the mound, do you think there might be a little extra edge behind him tonight going up against McGreevy?
He just go compete with himself. He's just going to get people out. Like, it doesn't matter like who is on the other side pitching, but he's just going to go about his business and compete with himself.
For Cade, behind him here tonight from a pitching staff-wise, we saw a few different relievers used for the Colonels yesterday. What does that bullpen kind of look like going into today's game?
I mean, today it's different every day. Like, we have a great group of guys, and we kind of give them the opportunity to all of them. We're trying to be fair, like, using all of them. But, like, you see on the roster, like, nowadays, we got more pitchers, and sometimes it's really hard to get like, the guys in. So, and then if a Povich goes six, it's going to limit also the bullpen to use them. But, like, we're trying to give all the guys the same an excellent job, so they put us in a tough spot to like to choose like which one we're gonna use. So we're gonna kind of like see like how it's like almost like playing matchups with the guys. Like, we can use this one, like it's gonna perform well about like this coming up in the lineup. So that's what we're doing.
It's kind of tough sometimes to pitch with a big lead. Some guys maybe back off the gas pedal a little bit. Yesterday, Cedar Rapids allowing just one earned run in a 13-run. Production by their offense. They end up defeating Peoria by 12 yesterday. How did you feel about your pitchers' just effort in terms of not necessarily pitching to the score?
That's the one message that we give the guy. If it's a big lead, it's still like 0-0, and they need to compete with his numbers. It's like competing with themselves and get the best out of it, maximize their potential, maximize their development on this side too, like how they need to work on this is the time to work and record out, get people out. That's what like we value, and that's what they care, because they're competing with themselves, doing the things that we work daily on a daily basis, like for their development.
Richard, I got one last one for you here today. I know every game is different, and it's kind of tough to pick out keys to every matchup, but today Cedar Rapids has a chance to take a series against Peoria after winning the first three of the set. What in your eyes are some of the biggest keys for the Colonels to come out with a win here tonight?
I mean, like, we hitting and we pitching well. Like, that's a marriage. When both are doing the things the right way, like, it's going to be hard for the other team, and that's what we're doing. Like, we're putting together good pitching, and these couple of games here has been, like, good hitting, so it's going to be interesting to maintain that. And when the team is winning, it's easier for develop. The guys want to come to the field and work, so that's important part on the development side.
Richard, as always, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you against Peoria tonight.
Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a warm May evening here in Peoria, Illinois. We are live from Dozer Park. The starting lineup for Cedar Rapids here in game four of a six-game set between the Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Anthony Prado leads off at second with Jefferson Morales behind the plate and Christian Encarnacion strained at third. Aaron Sabato cleans up at first. Seth Gray is in left with Wander Javier at short. Charles Mack DHs. Kyler Fedko is in right. And Willie Joe Gary Jr. is in center. First offering here from Michael McGreevy is lifted out towards right. It's a long run in for Matt Chamberlain. He'll slide and pull it in for out number one as we are underway here in the first inning. Michael McGreevy, the big right-hander on the hill for the Peoria Chiefs here today. The first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals last season. McGreevy 1-1 with a 2.10 ERA here this year. 6'5 righty kicks and deals. Throwing in a slider for strike one here on Jefferson Morales. Morales celebrating his 23rd birthday here today. No balls, one strike. Jefferson looks at ball one down and in. That might have caught our home plate umpire, Kevin Levine. McGreevy and the Chiefs in their home reds. Red tops, white pants, black caps with the red bills. Cedar Rapids in their road grays. Gray tops, gray pants, and the all navy blue caps. McGreevy in his last time out in South Bend back in game two of a doubleheader on May 7th. He went six innings, allowing 11 hits, four runs, all of which were earned. Kevin Levine still taking his time here after wearing that ball that skipped away from Carlos Soto. Levine will be checked on by the Peoria Chiefs trainer as well as the first base umpire, Justin Juska. And it looks like they're going to ask for maybe a cup of water to be brought out here to Levine. Foul ball might have caught him maybe up the upper body, maybe around the throat. It's kind of, that kind of looks where they're checking him out, right around that throat area. The Colonels coming in today are 22-8. They have the best record in the Midwest League. They have the lowest ERA in all of minor league baseball. Peoria 12-18. They've lost 9 in a row. The Colonels are winners of 5 straight. They've taken the first 3 games of this series. Should be a very fun one here tonight, pitching matchup perspective, McGreevy against Cade Povich. Povich, the third-round pick of the Twins last year. McGreevy, the Cardinals' first-rounder last season. McGreevy is from San Clemente, California. He was the Midwest League's Pitcher of the Month in April. Just 2 walks over his first 34 and a third innings of work this season. 28 strikeouts to 2 walks. 1 ball and a strike here to Jefferson. Morales grounds this through the left side, and that'll be a base hit here with one down for Jefferson Morales, the birthday boy, with a base knock in his first AB here of the ball game. Jefferson here in May has been swinging a very hot stick coming into play today. Morales hitting .346 in the month with 8 runs scored and 10 RBI. Colonels will have the first base runner of the game as Christian Encarnacion Strand digs in. Big right-handed bat out of Oklahoma State. He was the hitter of the month in April here in the Midwest League as he looks at ball one down and away there on the slider from Michael McGreevy. The league's pitcher and player of the month going toe-to-toe right here. Quick check over to first. Jefferson back in time. The big key against Michael McGreevy is to get him out of his rhythm. He works the strike zone, pounding the zone with his 4-pitch mix. Fastball, it's a sinking fastball, a slider, a curve, and a changeup. He misses low at 91, now 2-0 to Encarnacion Strand. Christian is on a 4-game hitting streak. He's currently the batting title leader in the Midwest League, holding a .372 average. Lays off the slider down and away, now 3-0. Through his first 28 games, Encarnacion Strand also leads the league in RBI with 29. Leads the league in total bases and hits, along with batting average. He's top 4 in OPS on base and slugging. 3-0, called strike one on the inside corner. Here on the road trip, Encarnacion Strand is 6-for-14. 3 runs, a triple, and 4 RBI. It's 10 for his last 34. Morales off of first, 3 balls and a strike. Encarnacion Strand fouls away the inner half fastball. His count moves to full at 3-2. 2 years at Yavapai College for Encarnacion Strand, then a lone season at Oklahoma State. He was a Big 12 newcomer of the year last year. Payoff pitch from McGreevy to Encarnacion Strand. This ball fisted foul. It'll land in a host of terrible towels here in Peoria. Man on first base is Morales. McGreevy here from the stretch. Kicks goes, and that ran in and hit Encarnacion Strand on the 3-2. So the Colonels will have 2 men aboard here with one down for the dangerous Aaron Sabato. Aaron Sabato yesterday was thrown out of the ball game after his second at bat. He was called out on strikes and was ejected on his way back to the dugout in the fourth inning. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts yesterday for Sabato officially. First pitch is a strike in the inside corner as McGreevy starts him off with a fastball. Sinking fastball at 92. There are terrible towels in the stands today, not because it's a Steelers game, but because Steelers center Kendrick Green is here. He's a Peoria native and is a special guest of the game today. They had him throw out the first pitch. They chatted with him pregame. Sabato fouls away at the 0-1. No balls and two strikes from McGreevy to Aaron Sabato. Morales at second. Encarnacion stranded first. Here comes the 0-2. Second. No balls and two strikes here from McGreevy. That hit batsman was the first hit batter that he has had this season. This ball lined foul down the right field line. Sabato a bit behind that fastball at 92. Jairo Rodriguez watched that ball roll down the line. He's the Colonel's first base coach. Jairo coaching at first. The manager, Brian Dinkelman, over at third. One away, top half of one. Two men aboard here for the Colonels. No balls and two strikes on the way from Michael McGreevy. Wave and a miss. Down goes Sabato chasing the curveball. Far out number two. Now Seth Gray, who's been swinging a pretty good stick. He joined us pregame today. He said, you know, you do have to respect McGreevy. He's a guy who definitely deserves a little bit of respect coming in, but he's also a pitcher, and all pitchers give up hits at some point. Gray digs in, the 6'3", 230-pound left-handed hitter, playing left field today for the Colonels as he takes strike one at the knees there at 92. Gray has driven in four here in the series, two doubles, a home run. It's 10 for his last 39. Ball one downstairs to Gray. All in all, the average at 259, a 394 on base percentage. Driven in 12 runs this season, part of a very productive Colonels lineup. One ball and one strike here to Gray. Seth hits a little bloop shot into shallow right center field, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Turning at third is Morales. He will score. Racing ahead to third base is Encarnacion Strand, and Seth Gray stays hot. An RBI single into right center field, and Seth Gray has RBI number 13 of the season, plating Jefferson Morales, who scores the first run of the game here on his birthday for Cedar Rapids. It's the second hit of the inning off of McGreevy. And now Wander Javier will step in. That ball was not hit all that hard. Looked like a changeup high and tight there for McGreevy that Gray was able to get the bat out in front, poke it into shallow right center field. Got just enough English on it. Now Wander steps in. First pitch grounded towards second. Gobbled up by Hernandez, and he'll walk it to the bag for out number three there on the fielder's choice. Cedar Rapids, though, strikes first. An RBI single by Seth Gray as we move along to the home half of one. Kate Povich takes the hill when we come back.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Cade Povich, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We Rising young left-hander Kate Povich gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids. Let's meet the starting lineup that Peoria will trot out against him, as Kate has been handed an early 1-0 lead by his lineup. Mason Wynn leads off at short with Matt Chamberlain in right and LJ Jones in left. Thomas Francisco cleans up at first. Carlos Soto behind the plate. Francisco Hernandez is at second with Noah Mendlinger at third. Tommy Ju in center. And Zane Richardson DHing to round out that starting nine for the Peoria Chiefs. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Kate Povich getting the ball wearing number 21 today. As Povich changed his number from 45 to 21. First offering on the way from Povich to Mason Wynn is lifted foul off towards the right side. 94 up in the zone there from Povich. Cade changed his number, as did Alaric Solari back on Monday. Povich peering in here, ready to go on the 0-1. Waving a foul straight back at 94. The southpaw, Cade Povich, 6'3", 185 pounds. Features a four-seam fastball, two sweeping breaking balls, a slider and a curve, and a changeup. The 0-2 grounded into a diving stop by Encarnacion Strand. A third, the throw to first in time. What a play by Encarnacion Strand. Robbing Mason Wynn, diving to the glove side and stealing one away there in the five hole. A tremendous play by Christian Encarnacion Strand for out number one here in the first. Matt Chamberlain now here for the Peoria Chiefs. Povich this season, 2-1 with a 3.32 ERA. As he shoots the outside corner with a fastball at 94. Dotted on the outside corner there. No balls and a strike. Povich kicks and deals. Called strike two. Right back with a fastball at 95. Therefore, the left-hander. 31 strikeouts to just 5 walks in 19 innings of work for Povich this year. 0-2 here to Chamberlain. Fouled back, a fastball up in the zone at 94. Povich from the University of Nebraska, where he was the Friday guy in 2019. No balls and 2 strikes. Couldn't get him to bite there at the slider, now 1-2. Really good movement on that Povich slider. 82 miles an hour off the plate. 1-2 here from the lefty. Changeup low and away. They appeal down, and no, he did not offer. Count runs even here at 2-2. That was a slider again, blocked by Jefferson. In the outfield, left to right, Gray, Gary Jr., and Fedko. Encarnacion Strand at third, Sabato at first. Javier and Prado up the middle at short and second, with Morales catching Povich. The 2-2 from Cade. Curveball misses up in the zone, now 3-2. Here on the left-handed hitting, Matt Chamberlain. Lefties have hit Povich at a 227 average this season. The payoff pitch just missed up and away at 93. As Matt Chamberlain will draw a one-out walk, and a man is on base here against Kane Povich. Righties hit Povich at a 265 average. However, the OPS mark is pretty even for both righties and lefties. Righties, a 696 OPS. Lefties at 672. LJ Jones digs in. He's had a pretty good series. Couple hits last night. And the first offering to Jones sent very high out to deep right field. Fedko moving back, and he'll make the catch on the warning track for out number two. Povich left a changeup a little bit too close to the zone, but Jones not able to do much more than a deep flyout in terms of damage off of it. That'll bring up Thomas Francisco. Looked like that changeup from Povich was just enough off the plate so that Jones wouldn't be able to hit that ball out. First offering to the left-handed hitting Thomas Francisco is taken for a ball outside, 1-0. 93 there from Povich. Povich, a top 40 prospect in the Twin System per Baseball America. Top 30 for MLB Pipeline. The 1-0, well down and outside off the mitt of Morales, but I'm sure that'll go as a wild pitch. To put Chamberlain on second. Wild pitch there for Povich. They're on the slide down and outside. 2-0 here to Francisco. 13 pitches, 7 strikes here in the early goings for Povich. Kay looks back at second. He'll kick and fire. Now there's slider reached down on and poked foul by Francisco. Now 1-2, or 2-1 rather. Francisco with 5 doubles this year. 1 home run, 11 RBI. 215 average for Thomas Francisco. 2-1 here from Povich. Another slider sent out towards deep left field. Seth Gray moving back now to his right, and he'll pull it in. On the warning track, Gray turning around a little bit. Definitely not a natural left fielder, but he's learning that spot. Gray makes the play as we move along to the top half of 2. Cedar Rapids leads 1-0 over Peoria through 1 complete.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
The Colonels' designated hitter, Charles Mack, will lead us off here. Mack, Fedco, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. here in the second. Colonels leading Michael McGreevy and the Peoria Chiefs 1-0 here at Dozer Park. Charles Mack digs in for Cedar Rapids. 3 on the year. 5 doubles and a home run. He looks at ball 1 off the plate. Charles 4 for his last 29. Struggling a little bit at the plate as he cuts through a changeup. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. One of the big keys against McGreevy not only is to break up his rhythm, but also not chase. 1-1 called strike 2. Right at the knees, Mack with a long look back. Not too happy with that spot. 1 ball and 2 strikes now from McGreevy to Charlie Mack. Half swing, yes he did, says our home plate umpire. Mack, I'm sure not too happy with that at bat. He probably feels like he had the bat maybe taken out of his hands. McGreevy ends up striking him out on the curveball, and that'll bring us to Kyler Fedco, making his first at bat as a Colonel here. Fedco started out the season down in Fort Myers, where across his first 26 games, he hit .318, an .888 OPS for the former UConn All-American. Strike 1 on the inside corner, 84. McGreevy starting him off with that little slide piece. No balls and a strike here to Fedco, who sets up in a crouch with the bat over his right shoulder, about parallel with the ground as he looks at strike 2 on a slider. Fedco with some gap-to-gap power, 5 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs, 16 RBI. 10 multi-hit games already this year for Fedco. The 0-2 down and outside there on the curveball. Maybe the slider there for McGreevy at 84. It's got good depth to it. It's kind of a vertical slider, the 1-2 off the plate down and away at 94. No bite there on that fastball by Fedco. He's a tough guy to strike out. He keeps at bats pretty competitive, the 2-2. Low and outside, a very good take there on a slider. Fedko looking at five pitches here in the at-bat, working it back from 0-2, now to 3-2. Right-hander McGreevy has issued just two walks this year. Kick and go on the payoff pitch. Fedko swings and fouls one off. Kyler Fedko wears the shin guard and the elbow guard. Right-handed stick digs in. A three-ball, two-strike offering from Michael McGreevy here to Kyler Fedko. This ball lined into right field. Welcome to Cedar Rapids. Kyler Fedko opening up his Colonels career with a base hit to right. And Cedar Rapids is a man on first here with one down. Top of two, Willie Joe Gary will dig in. Fedko now four for his last 10, including his time down in Fort Myers. That was a really good at-bat by Fedko, working it back from down 0-2, foul off a tough payoff pitch, and then battle until you get a fastball inner half, line it out to right. Willie Joe Gary lifting the first pitch he sees foul. Up towards the left side, 0-1 here to Willie Joe. Joe Gary this season for the Colonels, hitting 162. Four for his last 30 here on the road trip. He's 1-for-9. Scored a couple of runs and drawn a couple of walks. 0-1 fastball at the knees, now 0-2 here to Willie Joe. Oh-2 with Fedko off of first. Kyler not afraid to run a little bit. Four stolen bases on five tries down at Fort Myers as he dives back in on a throw over by McGreevy. Oh-2 here to Willie Joe with Anthony Prado waiting on deck. Gary fouls this away. Joe Gary from Pascagoula, Mississippi. No balls, two strikes, one down here in the second. McGreevy, another quick throw over. Fedko back in time. That's a second rubber disengagement there for McGreevy here, this plate appearance. So we'll see if Fedko doesn't have some thought to tank off. Colonel's already leading by a run. No movement by Fedko as Willie Joe laces this down the left field line. This ball traveling, and that bounces foul. Ooh, just foul. There for Willie Joe, very close down that left field line as it just kept on slicing. We'll keep the count at 0-2. Fastball that McGreevy left up a little bit too much. Once again, as we will reset Fedko back to first. McGreevy peers in, looking for his sign, and now Willie Joe will call time. It's a pretty good job there by Willie Joe, sticking to the strip, to the script. Trying to get McGreevy out of his rhythm. Oh, and two. Down and in, a good block there by Soto. Defensively for the Chiefs, outfield left to right, Jones, Jew, and Chamberlain. Medlinger is at third, Francisco at second. Mason Wynn at short with Francisco Hernandez at second. McGreevy to play. One ball and two strikes, one away here in the second. Three hits today for the Colonels. And now Willie Joe sends another ball deep down the left field line. It's a long run back for Jones. He's looking up, and that's off the base of the wall. Fedko racing into third, and he will hold there. It's a double for Willie Joe Gary Jr. How about that fight for the Colonel's center fielder, continuing to battle in that at-bat, finally getting a pitch that he could handle and sending it off the base of the wall out and left. For Willie Joe Gary Jr., that's his sixth double of the season, and the Colonels will have two men in scoring position for the leadoff man, Anthony Prado. Prado 0-for-1 with a flyout. Four hits today for the Colonels off of McGreevy. First pitch, slider down and outside, 1-0. Prado this season tied for the second most RBI on the Colonels with 19. Looking to drive in his UConn teammate, Fetko, with the corners drawn in. Prado takes strike one at the knees. Good slider there at 84 from Michael McGreevy. McGreevy from UC Santa Barbara. One ball, one strike. Prado fouls back the slider, now 1-2. Fetko at third, Willie Joe at second. The corners are playing in here for Peoria. Four hits already off of McGreevy. The 1-2 downstairs, a good take by Prado. And the curveball at 80 miles an hour. The count runs even here at 2-2 for Michael McGreevy. Fetko and Prado played together in 2019 at UConn. That was Fetko's true freshman year and Prado's junior season. 2-2, Prado laces a base hit into left. That'll play Fetko. Willie Joe racing around third. The throw home by Jones is not in time. And alertly, Prado will go to second. It's a two-run single for Anthony Prado to score. Fetko and Joe Gary. And Cedar Rapids leads 3-0 over Michael McGreevy and the Peoria Chiefs. That ball very well struck off the bat of Prado. RBI number 20 and 21, playing Fenko and Gary Jr. Prado to second on the throw. And now Edwin Moreno will come out to chat with McGreevy. A fastball at 91 from Michael McGreevy. Colonels are doing exactly what I think that the script must have been here today. You want to work on getting him out of his rhythm, and you don't want to chase. And today, the Colonels have just 3 whiffs on 41 pitches below mark. McGreevy was knocked around a little bit against South Bend. 11 hits, 4 runs. Anthony Prado at second. After driving in a pair, the first offering to Morales, a check swing, and he did go. 0-1 from McGreevy. Right-hander begins to throw down in the bullpen for the Peoria Chiefs. Looks like that's Michael Yasanka. 0-1 with Prado dancing off a second. Now Morales sends a ball out to straightaway center. Making the squeeze is Tommy Ju. There for out number 2. Now Christian Encarnacion Strand. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. 5 hits today for Cedar Rapids. Off of Michael McGreevy, an RBI single by Seth Gray, and a 2-run single by Prado. Giving the Colonels this nice early 3-0 lead over one of the best pitchers in the Midwest League. The April pitcher of the month in the league here was McGreevy, as Encarnacion Strand, the player of the month, takes strike one at the knees. 0-1 here from McGreevy. Encarnacion Strand has driven in 29 runs this season. That leads the Midwest League. Takes a fastball off the plate at 91. Now 1 ball and a strike. The league's leading hitter at 372. McGreevy ready with the glove at the belt. He'll kick and go. Fouled straight back. Now 1-2. One ball and 2 strikes from Michael McGreevy here to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Prado off a second. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball, big swing and a miss as Christian strikes out on the curveball. We move along to the bottom half of 2. Cedar Rapids adds 2 in the second. Anthony Prado with a 2-run single. Kate Povich hits the mound, leading 3-0 here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic.
My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedure. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Come half and two here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here at Gozer Park, Cedar Rapids leads 3-0 over the Peoria Chiefs. Kate Povich back on the hill here for Cedar Rapids. With this 3-0 lead, it, I'm sure, already feels a bit like, oh no, here we go again for Peoria as Povich starts out strike one at the letters here to Carlos Soto. 0-1 here from the Colonels lefty. Good slider, no bite though, as they peel down and he did not go, so it's our first base umpire. Might have been the curveball there for Povich. Or just a depthy slider. One ball and one strike. Misses high and tight there on the slide piece. Now 2-1. Over the course of their 9-game losing streak, the Peoria offense has been really, really bad. Averaging 1.5 runs per game. Strike two from Povich, coming right back on Soto with a fastball at 92. In their last 6 games, in their last seven games, Peoria has scored 2 runs or less. The 2-2 bounce back to Povich, who reaches behind his back, knocks it down behind his back, picks it up and throws to first for out number one. A nifty play, cat-like reflexes there for Kate Povich to put away Carlos Soto. For out number one here in the second, and now Francisco Hernandez will bat. 7 straight games for Peoria with no more than 2 runs scored in each of those games. Colonels have held them to just 1 run per game here through the first 3 games of the series. Ball 1 down and in on Hernandez. Starting him off with a curve at 77. 1-0 here from Povich. Better curveball finds the inside corners for strike 1 on Francisco Hernandez. Yesterday it was 13-1, the Colonels over Peoria. 1-1 fastball upstairs at 94 now, 2-1. Two-thirds of the time, a 67% ground ball rate in his last start. It was against Quad Cities at home. He shoots the knees with a little slider, a shorter slider that time from Povich. Finding the knees for strike two. Now the 2-2 on the way to Hernandez. Fastball fouled away. And for Povich this year, his ground ball rate is at 50%, 43% fly balls. He only allows 7% line drives this season. That's a very low mark and a good mark to have. You want that line drive rate to be very low. 2-2 here from the left-hander. Breaking ball popped up into shallow center. Prado racing back into straightaway center, and he'll be called off late by Willie Joe, who makes the grab for out number two. Willie Joe Gary Jr. was playing pretty far back there in center, but Prado ran a long way. He definitely got a good read on that ball. And now Noah Mendlinger will bat against Povich. Cade would love to make this a quick 1-2-3 inning after his lineup scored him another couple of runs. First offering here from Povich, misses high at 93, 1-0 to Mendlinger. One ball and no strikes here from Cade. Just outside now, 2-0. Povich and the Colonels at 22-8, tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball. Povich ready here on the 2-0. That's a good slider on the outside corner for strike one. Menlinger batting just 212 this season. Two balls, one strike, down and outside, now 3-1. Couldn't get him to bite at that slider. Povich at 30 pitches here through 2 2/3. McGreevy already at 47 through two innings complete. 3-1, there's strike two on the edge at 93. Fill up the count here to Noah Menlinger. Two extra base hits this year for Noah, both of them doubles. Just one run batted in, the payoff pitch. This ball lifted out towards shallow right. Prado back, Fedko in, and Prado leaps and pulls it in. What a play by Prado, racing back into the right field grass, reaching up and reeling it in. As he fell to the ground after that lunge, what a play by Prado. And we move on to the top half of the third. The Colonels lead Peoria 3-0. Three up, three down for Povich. It will be Sabato, Gray, and Javier in the middle of the order when we come back.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato steps in to lead off the third inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids leading Michael McGreevy and the Chiefs 3-0. There's strike one. They're on Aaron Sabato. No balls and a strike. Sabato looks at strike two in the outside corner. McGreevy coming right back with 93 there on the outside half. 0-2. Sabato pokes this into shallow right. Drifting over on it is Matt Chamberlain. A couple steps back and he'll make the play for out number one. Sabato flies out to right, and that'll bring up Seth Gray. 50 pitches in now for Michael McGreevy. We're here in the top half of the third. The Colonels lead the Midwest League's West Division by two games. They're ahead on Wisconsin, who currently trails Quad Cities 2-1 in the bottom half of three. That's over in Davenport. Small one down and away to Seth Gray. Singled in the game's first run. Now Seth takes ball two down and away from McGreevy. Dayton is up 5-0 on Lansing. South Bend leads Fort Wayne 4-2 in the fourth. Strike one at the knees there to Gray. Lake County ahead on Great Lakes 2-1 in the sixth today. And a final already, Beloit lost. 3-0 to West Michigan. 2-1 skied down the left field line, and that'll land foul just past the Colonel's bullpen. Count goes to 2-2 from Gray, or 2-Gray rather, from Michael McGreevy. Two balls and two strikes. Swing and a miss, down goes Seth Gray. Striking out there on a good changeup from McGreevy. Michael McGreevy with his strikeout of Seth Gray. It's the fourth punch out already for McGreevy.
Wander Javier will dig in. Three hits yesterday. He drove in five. Season high, five RBI. First offering to Wander, taken for ball one outside. Two home runs for Wander Javier yesterday. Really, really nice showing for him. 1-0 off the plate now, 2-0. Wander is on a 15-game on base streak for Cedar Rapids. There's strike one. Wander looking at a sinker at the knees at 92. McGravy ready. Now Wander bounces a breaking ball foul. Will Holland sitting on the top step of the dugout, ducking away from that baseball. Two balls and two strikes from Michael McGravy here to Wander Javier. Just misses down and outside there on the changeup at 86. Three balls and two strikes again here from McGreevy. Line towards first on a hop. It's backhanded by Francisco, and he'll walk it over to the first base bag for out number three. Wander Javier has hit a couple of balls really hard here today, but nothing to show for it yet. To the home half of three we go. Colonels lead the Chiefs 3-0. Look at your Major League scoreboard when we can return here to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
We're back here in the home half of the third on the Colonels Baseball Network as Tommy Jew will step in to face Cade Povich. The weather is starting to take a turn for the not-so-good-looking here in Peoria today as ball went down and in on Tommy Jew. Povich starting him off with a slider at 85. Sky is darkened as cloud cover begins to arise here. There's ball two down and in on Jew. And giving a look at our radar, it does look like we've got some pretty significant weather headed our way. Ball three misses high and outside from Povich there in 91. Good line of storms moving to the northeast. 3-0, strike one at the knees at 93. We might get some rain here within the next hour or so. Three balls, one strike, big swing and a miss. Throwing a good Povich fastball at 93. Look around Major League Baseball here today. No finals yet, everybody playing in the evening. Payoff pitch here from Povich to Tommy Jew. Fouled back towards us. We'll bounce off the canopy of a sweep. Reds lead the Pirates 5-2, top of six. They're through five. The Brewers and the Marlins tied at one. 6-0, Houston over Washington in the fifth. Payoff pitch here from Povich. Ouch, fouled off of Jew, who crumples to the ground in a heap. The Tigers lead the O's 1-0 in the fourth. The Mariners and the Mets knotted up at one apiece midway through four. Top of five in Tampa. The Rays up on the Blue Jays 1-0. 1-1 between the Padres and the Braves in the fourth inning. Max Fried pitching today for Atlanta. Boston and the Rangers scoreless in the first. Twins and Guardians just got underway, as did the Yankees, White Sox, and Giants, Cardinals. Payoff pitch here from Povich to Tommy Jew, who steps back in. Popped up towards us. That'll get out of play. Tommy Jew starting out this bottom half of the third with a good eight-pitch at bat. Going to lead things off against Povich. Payoff pitch now from Cade. Swinging a foul straight back. Do it all over again at 3-2. The 10th pitch of the at-bat coming in here. Povich trying to find a way to put away Jew with Richardson on deck. The eight batter here for Peoria. Payoff pitch. Fouled back towards us again. Jew has fouled off five straight pitches. 3-0 Colonels. Three runs on five hits for Cedar Rapids. No errors and three men left on. Three balls and two strikes in the way from Povich. Sit down. He freezes Jew with the curveball on the outside corner there for out number one. The first strikeout for Cade Povich. Putting away Tommy Jew. Upon further review, yep, caught the outside corner. And that good 75-mile-an-hour breaker for Kane Pope. That'll bring up Zane Richardson. Richardson had a couple of hits yesterday. All in all this year, batting just 138. A lone run scored, no RBI yet, and no extra base hits either. His fastball inner half at 93, bounces off the mid of Jefferson as kind of frustratedly fires that ball into the Chiefs' dugout. Rolling it over there, I should say. He didn't chuck it in there. 1-0 from Povich to Richardson. Fouled back now, 1-1. The weather certainly looks eerie out past the left field wall. Got a lot of cloud cover here on what was a really, really pretty May afternoon, lots of blue skies. One ball and one strike from Povich to Richardson. Wave and a miss. There at a very good curveball downstairs. Count goes to 1-2 now from Povich to Richardson. 46 pitches, 29 strikes. One punch out so far for Povich. Looking for a second here as he'll kick and deal on the 1-2. Whoa, ran in and hit Richardson. Fastball at 94. Cade trying to find that inside corner. On that hit by pitch. And with one down, a man is on for Mason Wynn. Just two base runners now for Peoria. Walk and a hit by pitch for Povich. Wynn digs in. He grounded out his first time up. First offering tipped into the mitt of Jefferson Morales. Count goes to 0-1 here from Cade Povich. The wind is blowing out very, very strongly to right center field right now. 0-1, wind goes the opposite way. Fedko racing back towards the warning track, looking up, and that is off the wall, and it takes an uncomfortable hop. Willie Joe cutting it off. He'll throw it into Sabato. Richardson holds it third. It's a double for Mason Wynn going the other way, and oh, is that wind blowing here in Peoria as it kicks up a whole little dust devil of dust along the warning track out into right field. A double for Mason Wynn, his fifth of the season, putting Richardson on third, two men aboard here for Matt Chamberlain. Povich looks in. Wind blowing really strongly here in Peoria. We know something's coming. Povich kicks and goes, missing outside on a slider. 1-0, 50 pitches in now for Cade Povich. Tying run is at the plate.
here for Peoria. One down, home half of three. Richardson on third with Mason Wynn at second. 1-0, there's a batter slider finding the knees. One ball and one strike. The good news is that weather system is just one little strip. One ball and a strike. This ball lined down the right field line, and that'll get down for a base hit. It'll score two. Richardson in, Wynn scoring. The throw going into second from Fedko. It's off the line, and it skips away from Javier. It'll bleed into left. Nobody's covering third. And racing ahead to third base is Matt Chamberlain. It's a double and then a throwing error on Kyler Fedko to allow Peoria to put the tying run now on third. It's 3-2 Cedar Rapids. Soft little liner down that right field line, plating Richardson and Wynn. Then the throwing error on Fedko, allowing Chamberlain to advance to third. One down in the three batter, LJ Jones stepping in here against Cade Povich. The Colonel's infield coming in to protect this one-run lead. Curveball, 1-0. Byron Buxton just let off the Twins game with his 10th home run of the season. 1-0 from Povich. Well inside now, 2-0. Thomas Francisco on deck. A walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world here to LJ Jones. Put a double play in order at least. 2-0, grounded towards the left side. The runner coming in. It's gloved on a diving stop by Encarnacion Strand, and then he throws it away. Sabato couldn't pick it out. The run will score in Chamberlain. Then LJ Jones advances to second. Two errors here in the inning for Cedar Rapids, and we're all tied at three. A run scoring error. There off the bat of LJ Jones, a throwing error for Encarnacion Strand. Chamberlain scores. It'll be an RBI for Jones. He moves to second on the error. Jones's sixth RBI of the season. Andrew Cabezas will begin to throw down in the Colonel's pen. Cedar Rapids pitching coach Mark Moriarty will pop out of the dugout to go chat with his left-hander, Cade Povich. Are starting to get a little bit uncomfortable here for the Colonels. Mark Moriarty might also just be trying to stall a little bit to let that weather come in. I don't know. Probably not. I think you'd rather have Povich try and get out of this inning. Three runs in the frame for Peoria, two Colonels errors. Moriarty heads back to the Cedar Rapids dugout. Cabezas is the man throwing down in the pen. Cade Povich will get ready to go here on Thomas Francisco. 3-3 your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. First offering from Povich. Grounded towards the left side. Wander with a backhand stop throw on the run in time for out number two. What a play there by Wander Javier, racing to his right and making a good strong throw on the run for the second out of the inning. Jones advances to third. And now Carlos Soto will bat. Cade Povich peering in with the infield going into the shift. Here against the left-handed hitting Soto, swing and a miss at a first pitch slider, 0-1. Any further runs earned, 0-1. Cade shoots the outside corner with strike two. Fastball at 92 there from Povich. 58 pitches, 37 strikes. Here is the 0-2 here from Povich. Down and away on the slide piece now, 1-2 to Carlos Soto. One ball and two strikes here on the way from Cade Povich. Grounded off of Povich's glove. He reaches up. He'll throw on the run, and Sabato thought he had the tag. Sabato caught it off the bag, and then he put his glove on the backside of Soto. And, oh, Sabato's got to be careful because the umpire he's arguing with, Justin Juska, is the umpire that threw him out yesterday. Brian Dinkelman will come out and chat with Juska and say, hey, look, yeah, we know he was off the bag, but are you going to talk with your friend here? And they will have Juska go chat with the home plate umpire, Kevin Levine. The throw was wide of the bag there from Kate Povich. He had to throw off his back foot, falling away towards third after kind of popping that ball into the air off his glove. Sabato came up the line, off the bag, made the catch, and it looked like simultaneously got the tag on the runner, Soto. This is a really, really big call because LJ Jones crossed home on the play, which means if Soto is safe, it's a 4-3 Peoria lead. And they're going to call him safe. Dinkelman not too happy as he'll come and ask Juska for further explanation. Dinkelman kind of pointing to his right shoulder, and sure, Dink has plenty of words here. Still arguing here with Juska, and now Dink is going to have to be careful. Been out there for a while discussing that last play. So in the end, I'm assuming that it'd go as a single. For Soto, you don't really give pitchers errors on plays like that. So Soto reaches on that RBI infield single. An error on Povich? It's an error on Povich, I guess. I mean, for Kate's ERA, it doesn't really matter anyway because that run is unearned regardless. Povich misses downstairs. You're on Francisco Hernandez. It hurts Soto more than anything because he doesn't get an RBI. 1-0, called strike one on the outside corner. A good backdoor curveball at 75. One ball and one strike from Povich. 4-3 Peoria. This ball bounced towards the left side of the infield. Wander will glove on the run, and he'll go the short way to second for out number three. It's a fielder's choice, 6-4, but Peoria taxed on full brand new ball game. 4-3 Chiefs here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Mac, Fedko, and Gary Jr. when we return here to the home of the Chiefs at Dozier Park.
Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Baby, you're a
fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids with some work to do now here in the top half of the fourth as they trail Peoria 4-3. Right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, Charles Mack, Kyler Fedko, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. will bat here against Michael McGreevy. First offering is a ball low and outside, 1-0. Here to Charlie Mack from the right-hander McGreevy. Four runs on two hits and three Colonels errors in that last inning. Mack fouls away the 1-0 fastball, now one ball and a strike. Believe for Povich, those four runs, three of them are earned.
1-1 downstairs now. Two balls and a strike. Povich at 63 pitches. Cabezas no longer throwing down in the pen for Cedar Rapids. 2-1 from McGreevy here to Charles Mack. Charles sends the ball the other way in the air, and that'll land out of play. And a nice catch made by a younger fan out there on the lawn. We'll draw some cheers from the fan. That wind billowing out to right field. Two balls and two strikes from McGreevy to Mack. Big swing and a miss. Down goes Charlie Mack for out number one. Michael McGreevy settling into a bit of a groove here now. His five strikeouts tonight. Kyler Fedko will step in. McGreevy has set down six straight hitters. Fedko singled in his first at bat. It's like two of those runs unearned for Povich. First offering to Fedko fouled back 0-1. So just two earned runs allowed by Cade, which means the difference in this game is a couple of unearned runs. Kyler Fedko calls for time and then steps in. No balls and a strike from McGreevy here to Kyler Fedko. Righty kicks and goes. Fedko looks at ball one down and away. Fedko was an All-American in his final season at UConn last year. Drafted in the 12th round by the Minnesota Twins. 1-1 low now, 2-1. Fedko originally from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh area. He won the batting title in the Big East back in 2021, hitting 398. 2-1, ball three inside. Fedko ended the regular season hitting 400. And UConn, he was a Big East championship most outstanding player as he takes strike two in the edge at 92. This season with Fort Myers, boy was he hot to open the year. A six-game hitting streak between April 10th and 16th where he hit 565. Payoff pitch, chopped up the third baseline on the run. Gloving it on the fair side as Medlinger's throw to first is just in time for out number two. 5-3 on that ground out to put away Kyler Fedko. Here's Willie Joe Gary Jr. A double in his last at bat. It's double, number six of the year for Willie Joe. McGreevy ready here from the full. He'll kick and go. Big swing and a miss by Willie Joe. Count goes to 0-1. On the bright side here, though, for the Colonels, McGreevy is at 73 pitches. 49 for strikes, so they're running up that pitch count. The 0-1 bounced up the right field line, and that's passed to diving Francisco. It'll roll into the corner. Here comes the speed for Willie Joe. He's turning at second, and it'll hold up there. It's the second double of the ball game for Willie Joe Gary Jr. Lacing that ball down the right field line, and just like that, Cedar Rapids has the tying run in scoring position for some debris kicking around out in right field that Chamberlain had to be aware of. The strong winds that are blowing through. Haven't had any rain yet. 2 away here in the fourth. The first pitch to Prado. Ooh, just missed at the knees at 91. It's the 75th pitch of the day for McGreevy. For Willie Joe, that was the sixth hit for the Colonels. His second of the game, double number seven. He now leads Cedar Rapids with seven doubles this season. 1-0, called strike one at the knees. Prado with 21 runs driven in this year. One ball and a strike from Michael McGreevy. Willie Joe out there at second. McGreevy kicks and goes. Down and away now, 2-1. And we know as well this Peoria bullpen has not been good in this series. Earlier, you can get McGreevy out the better. It's 77 pitches here with two down in the fourth. Two balls and a strike. Prado, an excuse me swing, fouled up the third base line and foul. Didn't mean to make contact on that slider. Two balls and two strikes. McGreevy to Anthony Prato. Willie Joe Gary off the second base bag for Cedar Rapids. McGreevy gets a sign he wants from Soto. He'll kick and deal on the 2-2. Called strike three. Prado looks at 93 on the black for out number three. The Colonels get the tying run in scoring position on a two-out double by Willie Joe. They'll leave him on, though. We'll be back in a bit. Home half of four coming to us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cade Povich going back out there. He'll get Mendlinger, Jew, and Richardson when we return. Home half of four, 4-3, Peoria.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform aims. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Here for the Peoria Chiefs in the home half of the fourth inning, it'll be Mendlinger, Jew, and Richardson. Cedar Rapids trailing 4-3. Here to the Peoria Chiefs. Four spot in the third. Cade Povich back on the hill as he misses outside for ball one. Here on Noah Mendlinger. We'll have a look around the Minnesota Twins organization here in just a moment. 1-0 fouled away now. One ball and a strike on Mendlinger. Up at Target Field, the Twins lead 2-0 over the Guardians. A couple of solo home runs for Jorge Polanco and Byron Buxton. One ball and one strike from Povich. Fouled back now, 1-2. St. Paul and Columbus are tied at 7. Out in Ohio, 7-7 in the fifth. Northwest Arkansas and Wichita, no score in the third inning. In game one of their doubleheader, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles won 3-0 over Palm Beach. 1-2, bounce towards the right side. Backhanded stop by Prado, but he can't get enough mustard on the throw onto first base to record the out. Mendlinger will reach on a single. The infield play to pull. It was a tough play for Prado and Javier to get to that baseball. So instead, Mendlinger will end up at first with a single. And in game two of that doubleheader, Fort Myers leads 3-0 over Palm Beach. Cade Povich from the stretch here against Tommy Jew. Shows bunt, and that ball skips away from Morales. Turning it second is Mendlinger. He'll think about third, but hold up there. That'll probably be a passed ball to allow Mendlinger to take second base. A 1-0 the count from Povich to Jew. One-run lead for Peoria with a man on second now for Tommy Jew. Povich ready on the 1-0. Wave and a miss. There a good curveball at 75. A lot of bite to it. Count goes to one ball and a strike from Cade Povich. Andrew Cabezas will begin to throw once again for Cedar Rapids. On the 1-1. Went back at second. Now he'll go. Half swing. They appeal down and no, he did not. And that slide piece now, 2-1 from Povich to Jew. Zade Richardson in the on-deck circle for Peoria. Was a passed ball on Jefferson Morales. Two balls and a strike here from Cade Povich. Called strike two on the inside edge. Nice little fastball there at 91. Povich ready here on the 2-2. Long look back at second. Now he'll go. Slider fouled back. We'll go again at 2-2. Fourth spot in the third inning for Peoria. Giving them this one-run lead. Povich trying to work out of some early trouble now in the fourth inning. The 2-2. Reach down on tap back to Cade, and uh-oh, he's got the runner at second and a run down. Throw down to second. Prada with a quick tag on Menlinger for out number one. The throw was wide of the bag, and now Patrick Anderson is going to come out and argue. Throw is on the right field side of second base. Prado with a good, quick hands to get that tag back on Menlinger for the first out of the inning. It's a fielder's choice on that tapper back to Povich. Menlinger was kind of no man's land. Kind of a tough play for him to really do anything. You know, you take that jump off of contact and you read down angle off the bat, but Povich gloved that ball and that smart play to get the out at second base. First offering on the way now to Zane Richardson. Povich with a snap throw to first, and Jew is back in time. Peoria jumping out in front of the Colonels, 4-3. Povich hoping to keep it a one-run game here, and he's also hoping to complete four innings here tonight. Runner on first moving. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second by Jefferson is not in time. Tommy Jew in at second, standing up with a stolen base. His ninth stolen base of the year, 9-for-11 now on the base paths is Tommy Jew. Man is out there for Richardson, 1-0. Here from Cade Povich. Lefty kicks and fires. Bounce towards the right side and pass to diving Sabato. That's into right. That'll roll for a little bit. Richardson holding it first. It's an RBI single as Drew turns a third and scores. It's 5-3. Peoria out in front here against Cedar Rapids in the home half of four. Drew scoring on that single by Zane Richardson has his first RBI of the season, and that'll be it. Brian Dinkelman will come out to get Cade Povich as the order turns back around. Andrew Cabezas will come in for Cedar Rapids when we come back. Home half of four, 5-3. Peoria leads Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging as Castro. He fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it! Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast. Deep left center, way back. It's gone. The Twins go to the seventh game. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett.
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes, grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tobert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Andrew Cabezas, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Cade Povich's day is done here in the fourth. There's the Colonels will hand the ball off to Andrew Cabezas. 5'10" right-hander from Miami, Florida. With his college ball at the University of Miami. Andrew Cabezas in the pitch for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's a three-pitch mix for Cabezas. Sinker, slider, and a changeup. This season, six appearances. 5.91 ERA. 17 strikeouts to just one walk. Over 10 2/3 innings of work. Cabezas has been stellar, scoreless in his last three outings. First pitch slider down and away here to Mason Wynn. Over those three scoreless appearances for Cabezas, he has worked 5 2/3 straight scoreless innings. The wind still blowing hard out to right. No precipitation yet here in Peoria, though. 1-0, ooh, that ran in and hit Wynn on the back at 90 miles an hour, high and tight. So two men will be aboard. That sinker got away from Andrew Cabezas. Wynn reaches on the hit by pitch, and now Matt Chamberlain will bat. It's for Peoria today on four hits, no errors, and two men left. Cedar Rapids with three runs on six hits, three errors, and four left on. Matt Chamberlain digs in, one for one with a walk and a double. Cabezas here from the stretch. First pitch slider just off the plate at 78, now 1-0 to Chamberlain. Cabezas has held both lefties and righties to a 238 average this season, neutralizing both sides of the plate pretty well. 1-0. Check swing and a foul ball. Skips away from Morales. Cabezas is... Rocky outing was back on April 15th in the Quad Cities. He gave up six runs, all earned, on seven hits over 2 1/3. One ball and a strike here from Cabezas. Strike two in the outside edge. And back with the change up there at 83 miles an hour to Matt Chamberlain. One and two. Cabezas ready here on Matt Chamberlain. Right on left matchup with Richardson on second and Wynn at first. 1-2, slider, sit down. Cabezas strikes him out looking. For the second out of the fourth. To bring us to LJ Jones, 0 for 2 with the fly out, and he's also reached on an error. Jones, a dangerous right-handed hitter from Long Beach State. Jones hitting 233 on the season. He's driven in five runs. First offering here from Cabezas. It's a good slider there in the inside corner for strike one. No balls and a strike here from Cabezas. Richardson off a second, win at first. Andrew ready, he'll kick and go. Called strike two at the knees. No balls, two strikes, two away, home half of four. Cabezas awaits his sign from Jefferson Morales. It's the one he wants. Here comes the 0-2 on the way here from the Colonel's right-hander. Down and away. One ball and two strikes now here from Cabezas. No bite on that slider. Thrown to LJ Jones. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the fourth. Cabezas is ready. And he kicks and goes in the 1-2. Sit down. He freezes Jones with a good front three. Two strikeouts for Cabezas. He gets out of the fourth. The Colonels, though, trail by two. Couple of runs as it's 5-3 Cedar Rapids, and now Cabezas and Jones going at it a little bit. Jones pointing at Cabezas. Cabezas looking back at Jones. Patrick Anderson walking Jones back to the dugout. Cabezas kind of lingered there on the third baseline. He and Jones maybe having a little back and forth. Cooler heads prevail. Oh, here at Peoria as both men return to their respective dugouts. We'll be back in the fifth. 5-3 Chiefs leading the Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help. Your call.
Ever every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Jefferson, y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Jefferson Morales will step in here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the top half of the fifth as he looks at strike one from the right-hander Michael McGreevy. McGreevy starting him off with a fastball on the outside edge at 92. Right-hander up in the bullpen for Peoria as Jefferson chases a high fastball. Very quickly the count runs to 0-2 on Jefferson Morales. McGreevy kicks and goes, missing high and tight now, 1-2. One ball and two strikes here from the right-hander McGreevy. Jefferson chases the high fastball as he strikes out swinging. Now 1-for-3 today, one down here in the fifth for Christian Encarnacion Strand. McGreevy today threw 4 1/3, 7 strikeouts, no walks, 3 runs on 6 hits.
Now batting the third base number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Encarnacion Strand digs in here for Cedar Rapids. First offering on the way, bounce towards the left side of the infield, lunging over, making the forehand play for out number two. Mason Wynn shadowing him. Kind of like that old play that Javi Baez and Chris Bryant pulled on Anthony Rizzo a few years ago in Chicago. 5-3 on that ground out as Wynn shadowing Menlinger as the latter made that play to retire Encarnacion Strand. Aaron Sabato will step in here for Cedar Rapids, 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Michael McGreevy gets a sign he wants, kicks, goes, and misses downstairs, 1-0 here on Aaron Sabato. Right-hander at the ready as he misses downstairs now, 2-0. Cedar Rapids down by a couple of runs. They were up 3-0 at one point. Then 4 runs on 2 hits and 3 errors in the third. Really changed the narrative of this ball game. There's ball 3 down and away from Michael McGreevy. Ominous weather here in Peoria. This ball grounded back up the middle. A backhand stop behind the second base bag for Hernandez, and he'll fire on to first. For out number three. 1-2-3, go the Colonels here in the fifth. We move along to the home half of the inning. Do it for Peoria, Francisco Soto and Hernandez here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go Nation.
We're back here in the home half of five as Andrew Cabezas and the Colonels trail the Peoria Chiefs 5-3. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network, 4, 5, and 6 for Peoria, Francisco Soto and Hernandez. Ball one misses outside there from Andrew Cabezas, starting him off with a slider at 80 miles an hour. We are through 4.5, which means we've reached the minimum for this ball game to go through. 1-0 down and outside now, 2-0. And we only say that because, as mentioned a little bit earlier tonight, there is that rather ominous storm system in the general area that's kind of headed due northeast. 2-0 from Cabezas. Ball 3 outside here on Francisco. And I'm certainly no weatherman, and I will never try to pretend to be. 3-0 here from Andrew. Called strike one at the knees. If I had to guess, if we get rain, it would probably be in the next half hour or so. Looking at the radar, we're pretty clean right now. Here in Peoria anyway. 3-1 slider dropped over to the outside corner. Now 3-2 to Thomas Francisco. System is kind of moving northeast. Might actually miss us. There's a chance it would miss us, I think. Whether it's traveling, the 3-2, and oh, that runs down and in for ball four as Thomas Francisco will reach on a walk. Going to open up the fifth inning, and now Carlos Soto will dig in for Peoria, 0-2, a ground out, and he's reached on an error. The system has moved pretty slowly, too. I'd say definitely moving more north. The northeast. Cabezas from the stretch. First pitch down and in. 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Francisco off the first base bag. Cabezas kicks and goes. This ball lined into right field, and that's a base hit for Soto. Francisco ahead to second, back-to-back men reach here to open up the fifth inning for the Peoria Chiefs. A walk to Francisco, then a well-struck single for Carlos Soto on a slider that caught way too much of the plate. Two men are on here against Cabezas. Francisco Hernandez 0-2, a flyout and a fielder's choice today. Right-hander Cabezas. Glove up near the chin. He'll kick and go. Hernandez shows bunt, sends it into foul territory, and Encarnacion Strand can't track it down. He had to run a long way to try and even make a play at that baseball, but it lands foul next to him as the count goes to 0-1. No balls and a strike here from Andrew Cabezas. Yasenka up in the pen for Peoria. McGreevy is at 88 pitches, so his day might be done. Colonels will have Gray, Javier, and Mack in the sixth. 0-1 lined into center field for another base hit here for Peoria. Turning at third is Francisco. He'll be held there as Willie Joe throws a strike home. What a throw by Willie Joe Gary Jr. Keep Francisco at third. The bases are full now here for Peoria with none down, and now Noah Mentlinger will bat. Now we'll see Cabezas have to toughen up here for the Colonels to leave these bases loaded. Cabezas steps on the rubber. Right-hander begins to throw for the Colonels, that being Brad Hanner. First offering here. This is lined right at Encarnacion Strand. He dives, and he gets the out at third. Pulling in that line drive and then diving to the third base bag. What a play by Christian Encarnacion Strand. My goodness. Talk about flashing the leather. A huge out number 1-2. Turned by Encarnacion Strand. An atom ball hit right at the Colonel's third baseman, and he's able to turn that double play at third base by getting to the bag before Francisco could. Too quick, retired now for Cabezas. That'll bring up Tommy Chu. Two away here in the fifth. Cabezas will step off. Prior to this first offering, now he re-engages the rubber. Andrew ready, he kicks and goes. Ball lifted, foul down the right field line. 0-1 here to Tommy Chu. Jew is 0 for 2. He's struck out and tapped into a fielder's choice today. Oh, and one. From Cabezas to Jew. Colonel's right-hander kicks and goes. Called strike two at the knee. No balls, two strikes, two down here in the fifth. Yasenka looks ready to go for Peoria down in their bullpen. Cabezas here in the 0-2. Sit down. He freezes Jew with a slider. And Andrew Cabezas works out of that. Bases loaded. Nobody out jam. He'll leave two. Big double play turned by Encarnacion Strand as we move along to the top half of the sixth. Peoria leading Cedar Rapids 5-3 here at Dozier Park.
Colonels fans. The Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of six on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network as Michael Yasenka comes into pitch for the Peoria Chiefs. This season, Yasenka has worked 9 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned. He has struck out 9 and walked 3. 17th round pick back in 2019. Yasenka towing the rubber here for the Peoria Chiefs as he will face Seth Gray, Wander Javier, and Charlie Mack here in the sixth. If anybody reaches, the Colonels would also get Fetco, so on and so forth. First offering misses outside to Seth Gray, 1-0 for Michael Yasenka. 92 on that fastball. Yasenka worked 3 scoreless against the Colonels in Cedar Rapids. Strike one on the outside half to Seth Gray. 3 scoreless innings for Yasenka against the Colonels. Looking to keep it. Gray with a big swing and a miss there at a slider on the inner half, now 1-2. 1-2 here from the Eastern Illinois right-hander. Gray fouls it away. We'll do it again at 1-2. Yasenka started his collegiate career at Chesapeake College in Maryland. That's a junior college. 1-2. Right-hander kicks and fires. Gray way out in front of a good changeup. There at 85 from Yasenka. First out of the inning is recorded. Wander Javier will bat now for Cedar Rapids. 0 for 2. He's put a couple of balls in play with quite a bit of mustard on him. He's taking some good swings today, as he did yesterday as well, with that 3-hit showing. First offering, Wander takes a big hack and a miss at a fastball up and in at 95. 0-1 from Yusenka here to Wander Javier. Yusenka kicks and goes. Chop towards third to his left, Medlinger. He'll glove and throw over in time for out number two. 5-3 on that ground out. Retires Wander Javier. Now Charles Mack will step in. The Colonels have continued to be sent down here today after a good start to this ball game.
Now that new designated hitter number 39, Charles Mack.
The Chiefs have retired 13 of the last 14 men who have batted here for Cedar Rapids as Mack takes a big swing and a miss, 0-1. Willie Joe had the double that broke up that stretch. 13 of the last 14 men to bat for the Colonels have been put away. Ball one down and in. One ball and one strike. Here from Yusenka. Swing and a miss by Mack. Quickly 1-2. For Peoria, it'll be 9-top in the home half of the sixth. One ball, two strikes. Mack swings and misses at a changeup downstairs. And we shall move along to the home half of six. Last 14, the last 15 now put away here for Peoria. We'll be back. Richardson, Wynn, and Chamberlain right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Brad Hanner and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Brett Hanner will take the ball here for Cedar Rapids in the home half of six as Peoria leads Cedar Rapids 5-3. Colonels have been very quiet as a lineup, and now Zane Richardson will bat against Brad Hanner. Hanner's first offering fouled away, 0-1. Hanner this season, 8 appearances, is 3-0 with one hole, 0.69 ERA. 13 innings of work, one earned run allowed by Hanner. 13 strikeouts, 7 walks. 0-1 from the righty. Half swing, they appeal down. No, he did not. On a fastball up in the zone. 1-1 here from Hanner. Ball and a strike here from the right-hander. Fouled back there on a slide piece. At 83 there from Hanner. One ball and two strikes now here on the way from the righty. Hanner looking into Jefferson, gets a sign he wants, and here comes that 1-2 pitch. Reached out on, bounced to third, backhanded by Encarnacion Strand. The throw to first is high and over Sabato's head as that'll bounce all the way into shallow right. Sabato kind of slowed down, moving towards that baseball, and Prado has to race over to pick it up. It's a throwing error for Encarnacion Strand, the fourth error of the game for the Colonels. That is a season high. Four errors committed for Cedar Rapids today, allowing Zane Richardson to reach.
Mason Wynn.
Gonna ring up Mason Wynn, the man on first and none down. First offering here from Hanner. Misses high and tight there on a slide piece at 81. 1-0, and before the 1-0, Hanner has to take something off of his wrist. I don't know if it's a wristband or a watch. Probably not a watch. 1-0 here from Hanner to Mason Wynn. Big lead over there at first for Richardson as the 1-0 slider misses down and away now 2-0. Hanner spins his breaking ball very well. Very intriguing right-hander. 2-0, slider dropped over for a strike one at the knees. Hanner, 6'4", 210 pounds from Roseville, Virginia. Played his college ball at Patrick and Henry College. 2-1 fastball found back. Might have been the changeup actually at 90 miles an hour. Count runs even. Here from Hanner to Mason Wynn. Right on right matchup, Hanner with a breath. They'll check over to first, and oh, they don't have Richardson picked off. That looked awfully close over there at first base. Sabato slapping the tag down there. Richardson with a huge lead at first. Hanner peeking over, 2-2. Here from the Colonel's right-hander. Up high now, 3-2. Fastball at 93 for Hanner. Payoff pitch on the way. And a Mason Wynn with Matt Chamberlain awaiting on deck. Another check over, and this time, oh my gosh, they don't have him out again. Sabato looking over at Juska, kind of putting his hands into the air. That's twice now that, granted, our spot in the booth isn't the best angle, but that's two times now that you feel that Richardson was picked up. Payoff pitch, a line shot, gloved by Wander. It doesn't matter as Richardson was way off of first base. Javier will get the double play. Something about ball don't lie. As a line-out double play, the second of the game turned here by Cedar Rapids. Will clear the bases for Matt Chamberlain. Richardson hung out to dry there at first. 6-3 to complete that double play. Now Matt Chamberlain, 1-2. A walk, a double, and a strikeout looking here today. Looks at a changeup downstairs at 88. One and oh now from Brad Hanner. Chop towards the right side. Here's Prado. He'll glove and flip on to Sabato for out number three. We move along to the top half of the sixth. Through six, it's 5-3. Peoria leading Cedar Rapids, each side with six hits. Vetco, Willie Joe, and Prado when we return.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Top of seven here on the Cardinals Baseball Network. Kyler Fedko will lead things off, one for two. A single and a ground out today. He'll face the right-hander Michael Yasenka. With three out, three down, 14 of the last 15 Cardinals have been put away. Here by Peoria as Fedko takes strike one at the knees. From the right-hander, Yasenka. 0-1, chopped foul, now 0-2. Fedko 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Singled in his first AB. He'll call for time, readjust the batting gloves, and now step in. Oh, and 2. Reached out on and tapped foul. No balls, two strikes, none away here in the seventh. Right-hander Yasenka waiting on the ball boy to get out of the way. He's going to go pick up that foul ball. Now the 0-2 coming. Fedko, Jones looking up at the wall. Bombs away. Kyler Fedko with his first home run as a Colonel. Coming here in his Colonel's debut, and it's a one-run game here in Peoria. That ball was clobbered by Fedko. It's his first home run as a Cedar Rapids Colonel, his third of the season in all. RBI number 17 for Kyler Fedko. Welcome to Cedar Rapids. 396 feet off the bat of Fedko, 101. On the exit velo side of things, there for Fedko is it's a 5-4 ball game. Peoria leads by a run. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr. takes ball one down and in. That's a good way to snap that stretch of retired batters. 1-0 now here to Willie Joe. Gary Jr. gets underneath of this ball, sends it high down the right field line. Foul ground. Chamberlain racing over, and he makes a nice play in the bullpen area for the Peoria Chiefs. Well down there in foul ground. So now one away. And that'll bring up Anthony Prado. 1-for-3 with a flyout, a single, and a strikeout today. Prado singled in a couple of runs in the second. For Cedar Rapids. Yasenka working here from the full. First pitch cut on through. On a Yasenka slider. 0-1 here to Prado. Colonels with yet another home run here in the month of May. 0-1. Prado checks his swing. Levine has Juska down there, down the first base line. Doesn't ask for help. He just says no. Prado offered at it. There's strike two. 0-2 from Yasenka to Prado. Called strike three on the inside corner. Prado doubles over. And now Brian Dinkelman and Sean Schlechter both barking. Levine takes off his mask. He's yelling at the Colonel's dugout. Must be Schlechter saying something. Levine still yelling back now at Dinkelman this time. And no ejections yet. Jefferson Morales will step in with two down and the base is empty. Yasenka kicks and goes. First offering to Jefferson is fouled away. 0-1. Kyler Fedko, two hits today in his Colonel's debut. Yasenka ready here on the 0-1. Low and inside now, one ball and one strike. 22 pitches, 18 strikes for Yasenka. 1-1 on the way. Center field, and the Colonels will have a man on here with two down as he reached out on and got that baseball into right center. Two hits today for Jefferson Morales. And Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat here. The tying run on first. And the go-ahead run here at the plate. Encarnacion Strand digging in. Yasenka from the stretch. First offering down and away at 1-0. The Colonels with 16 homers here in the month of May. They had 14 in all of April. It's May 13th. 1-0, now Encarnacion Strand blasts the ball deep to center field. Jew moving back in front of the wall. He'll make the catch in the deepest part of this ballpark. And there is out number three. 105 miles an hour off the bat of Encarnacion Strand to the deepest part of the yard. But Jew underneath to make the catch. We move along to the home half of seven. Time to stretch. It's a one-run ball game. Peoria leads Cedar Rapids 5-4. Fedko, the solo home run to cut the deficit to one.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is athletic trainer Randy Yang, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of seven here in Peoria as the Chiefs lead the Colonels 5-4. Brad Hanner back on the bump. He'll feed Kylo Soto here in the seventh. Hanner's first pitch misses inside here on Jones. 1-0. Jones was called out on strikes in his last at bat against Andrew Cabezas. Two had a bit of a disagreement. 1-0 from Hanner. This ball bounced foul. Storm is getting closer here in Peoria. During the seventh inning stretch, right near the tail end of the seventh inning stretch, it looked like there was a couple flashes of lightning off into the night sky to the northwest. 1-1 fouled away. And a land in the stands. 1-2 here to LJ Jones. Kyler Fedko with a solo home run in the seventh to make it a one-run game. A ball and two strikes from Brad Hanner here to LJ Jones. Righty up in the pen for Peoria. Sit down. Hanner strikes out Jones with a big fastball up and in. There's the first down of the inning for Brad Hanner, and Thomas Francisco will bat. 0-2 with the flyout, a ground out, and a walk drawn here today. Tomorrow night, it'll be a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Sawyer Gibson Long against Gordon Graceffo. Brad Hanner here from the stretch for the Colonels. First offering to Francisco, sent into the air to left center field. Willie Joe coming in, still in a bit, and he'll make the grab for out number two. Hanner with a quick fly out here to get the second out of the seventh, and now Kylo Soto. He's been on base twice today, 1-for-3. He's reached on an error and a single for Soto today. Pitching lines for you for Michael McGreevy. He goes 5 innings, a 3-run ball. All were earned. 6 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. Cade Povich goes 3 1/3, 5 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, a walk, and 1 strikeout. Hanner's first pitch, changeup off the plate, 1-0 here to Soto. Right-hander is up in the Colonel's pen. That'd be Orlando Rodriguez. It is Orlando. 1-0, big swing and a miss at the Hanner slider. Back footing Soto as the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down here in the seventh. Jefferson sets up outer half. Here comes the 1-1. Slider out the plate now, 2-1. Good hitter's count here for Soto. Hanner will step off. Looked like something fell out into bullpen. Deflected out from Peoria's pen out into the warning track in right, so Fetko had to go grab that ball. Two balls and a strike from Brad Hanner to Carlos Soto. Fouled away. Count runs even now at 2-2 from Hanner to Soto. Two balls and two strikes on the way here from Brad Hanner. Colonel's righty from the stretch, kicks and go. Sit down. He strikes out Soto, 93 up in the zone. Hanner puts him away, and we move along to the eighth. Still a one-run game. Peoria up 5-4 here on Cedar Rapids. Sabato, Gray, and Javier, the middle of the order when we return here for the Colonels.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Four, five, and six for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the eighth as the Peoria Chiefs hand the ball off to their club. 5'5", 225 pounds. The first offering from Lutis is swung on through by Sabato, 0-1. 96 up in the zone there from Lutis. Lutis with three saves, 12 and a third innings of work, a 3.65 ERA. 0-1, swing and a miss. Therefore, Sabato very quickly down 0-2. Oh, and two on the way from Lutis to Aaron Sabato with Gray on deck. And Aaron Sabato swings on through a fastball at 97. There's out number one. Seth Gray will step in, 1-for-3 today with a single and a couple of strikeouts. Gray dunking in a single into right center field back in the first inning. That scored a run for the Colonels. They got to McGreevy, chased him pretty early. Five innings. McGreevy this year had gone 6-4 of his six starts. First offering here from Lutis is a strike in the outside corner. 96 there from the right-hander. Lutis blew a save against the Colonels, allowing a couple of runs on four hits in Cedar Rapids. 0-1, strike two on the edge here to Gray, now 0-2. 97 again there from Lutis. That pitch looked a bit off the plate. Colonel certainly won't be happy with the umpiring here today. The 0-2. Gray fouls this away. Go again at 0-2. Wander Javier in the on-deck circle. He's been swinging a good stick. 0-2 from Lutis to Seth Gray. Off the plate. They're on a curveball as the count runs to 1-2. Gray this season for Cedar Rapids has 13 RBI now. 1-2 on the way from Lutis. Swing and a miss. Down goes Gray. Striking out on the curveball there from Lutis for out number 2. And here is Wander Javier, 0-3. A couple of really hard hit balls tonight in his first two at-bats. Wander's 15-game on-base streak is in danger. This might be his last at-bat of the ballgame if the Colonels can't string something together here. Lutis rocks and goes. There's ball one outside. Fastball at 96 to Wander. Orlando Rodriguez up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. He might get the ninth after Hanner went a couple of scoreless innings. 1-0. Wander fouls this off. Now the count to 1. Javier hit 2 home runs yesterday and drove in 5. Lutis here from the stretch on the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone at 97. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here from Lutis to Wander Javier. Right-hander kicks and kneels. Wave and a miss. Down goes Javier for out number 3. A couple of strikeouts in a 3-up, 3-down inning. 98 there from Lutis on the fastball up in the zone. Hernandez, Mendlinger, and Jew. When we come back, home half of 8. It is 5-4 Peoria here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got 4 amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Hey fans, this is Orlando Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Colonel Baseball Network.
Home half of 8 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 5-4 here against Peoria. Orlando Rodriguez comes in to pitch, and he misses outside at 91 on a pitch that has been a strike for the most part here tonight. Rodriguez on for the Colonels in the home half of 8. He's been pretty good in his first couple of outings for Cedar Rapids. Misses way outside at 92. Rodriguez. 2-0 here from Orlando. Called strike 1 on the outside corner. Same spot as the first pitch. Orlando, 3 scoreless innings of work. 2 walks. 4 strikeouts out of the Colonel's bullpen. Wave and a miss. Now 2-1. It's a very good slider from Rodriguez. Drawing that big swing and a miss from Hernandez, a sword there from Hernandez. 2-2 on the way here from Orlando. Sit down. He strikes him out with that breaking ball. One down now here in the eighth for Rodriguez. And that'll bring up Noah Medlinger. Medlinger 1-for-3, a single, a flyout, and a lineout. It's the seventh strikeout of the day for Colonels pitching. Cedar Rapids on the flip side has struck out 13 times. Michael Yasenka goes 2 innings of one-run ball behind McGreevy today. 2 hits, 1 run was a solo home run by Fedko. No walks and 3 Ks. There's ball 1 down and in. For the Colonels behind Povich. Cabezas, 1 2/3, 2 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Brad Hanner retired all 7 men he faced and struck out 3. Rodriguez working here on the 2-0. Here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. On Noah Medlinger. It's ball 3 inside, now 3-0 from Rodriguez. A look around the rest of the Midwest League here tonight. Quad Cities in the game that we are concerned about, most concerned about anyway. Quad Cities up 8-6 on Wisconsin. 3-0 misses low and away, or low and in rather, here on Medlinger. It's ball 4. And a man is aboard with 1 down here against Orlando Rodriguez. West Michigan shut out Beloit 3-0. Lake County 4-3 over Great Lakes. South Bend all over Fort Wayne tonight, 11-2. South Bend with 21 hits. Dayton defeated Lansing 6-2. First offering with a runner moving, swing and a miss as Medlinger will steal second standing up. 0-1 now to Tommy Chu. If both the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers were to fall today, Cedar Rapids would keep that two-game lead in the West Division standings. Owens line. Count goes to 0-2. Now from Rodriguez to Tommy Jew. Seth Gray running out to grab that baseball as it rolled back into fair territory, so he'll hand that ball off to some younger fans out on the left field grassy lawn. 0-2 here from Orlando Rodriguez. Half swing, and they appeal now. No, he did not go. Good curveball, though, at 79. Missing just below the knees on Tommy Jew. 1-2. The right-hander Orlando Rodriguez ready here from the stretch. Way outside now, 2-2. 93 on that Rodriguez fastball. Medlinger at second. 2 balls and 2 strikes here from Orlando Rodriguez. Wave and a miss. Down goes Tommy Jew as Jefferson slaps a tag on the backside of Jew. A good little slider there in the dirt. Cut on through for out number 2, and now Zane Richardson. 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch, a single, and he's also reached on an error today. Rodriguez to Richardson. 2 away here in the 8. Medlinger off of second. Right-hander Rodriguez ready. He'll kick and go. First pitch, wave and a miss, and another good slider there from Rodriguez. Orlando hoping to give the Colonels a scoreless 8. Send us to the 9th. Still a one-run game. Mac, Fedko, and Willie Joe do up for the Colonels in the 9th. They'll be facing Lutis. 0-1 here from Rodriguez. Outside off the mid of Jefferson, now 1-1. 93 on that Rodriguez fastball. Orlando 6'2", 180 pounds. 1-1 here from the righty. check swing. They appeal down, and no, he did not. Jefferson looking up into the heavens. Thought he had that swinging strike potentially on Richardson. 2-1 from Orlando Rodriguez here to Zane Richardson. Colonel's right-hander ready. He'll kick and go. This ball laced down the left field line and foul. So now 2-2. Medlinger on second. A big insurance run out there for Peoria. Colonels with a running back with four in the third on two hits and three Colonels errors. One more in the fourth. Then Cedar Rapids tacked on one in the seventh. Half swing on the 2-2. It's a called strike three at the knees. The curveball freezing Zane Richardson as we move along to the top half of nine. Peoria leading Cedar Rapids 5-4. Ryan Lotus back out onto the hill as the Colonels will try and scratch at least one on him. Mack, Fedko, and Gary Jr. when we return.
Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS kids cinch bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Charlie Mack will lead things off for us here in the top half of the ninth as we go to the ninth inning. Ryan Lotus back in on the hill for the Peoria Chiefs. The first offering to Mack is a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Here to Charlie Mack. Right-hander Ryan Lunas working here from the stretch, trying to get a six-out save. Big swing and a miss by Mack, now 0-2. Mack, Fedko, and Gary Jr. for Cedar Rapids here in the ninth inning. No balls and two strikes. Lunas ready here as Mack calls time prior to the pitch. 5-4 Peoria. The Colonels, four runs on eight hits, five left on. Peoria, five runs on six hits, no errors, and seven men left aboard. There is ball one off the plate. Wisconsin trails Quad Cities 8-7 now. The Timber Rattlers with the bases loaded and one down in the seventh. One ball and two strikes. Lutis here to Charles Mack. Off the plate for ball two. 2-0 here on the Colonels designated hitter. Right-hander Lutis at the ready. He'll kick and go. Big swing and a miss. Down goes Matt. Swinging through a fastball at 97. Lutis with another strikeout. His third here, the relief outing. And that'll bring up Kyler Fedko. Two for three, a single. A ground out and a home run for Kyler Fedko. Right-hander Lutis kicks and goes. There's strike one on the outside corner. 0-1 here to Fedko. Two for three today in his Colonels debut. 0-1. Good slider over for strike two. No balls and two strikes here to Kyler Fedko. No balls and two strikes here with one away. Lutis with a breath, a little nod to the cap. And he is ready here on the 0-2. Fouled back by Kyler Fedko. The Colonels do indeed fall here tonight. It'd be 22-9. The Chiefs would snap a 9-game losing streak. The Colonels would have their 5-game win streak ended. 0-2 from Lutis here to Fedko. Wave and a miss. Kyler strikes out swinging. Fastball at 97. Therefore out number two. Lutis with another strikeout here, make it four punch-outs. With a Peoria right-hander. Willie Joe Gary Jr. will dig in. Scratch that, make it five strikeouts for Lutis. He's punched out all five batters that he has faced. First offering to Willie Joe, skied out towards left center field. Tommy Jew moving to his right. He'll get underneath and make the grab, and that will do it. Cedar Rapids has their 5-game winning streak snapped here at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs. 5-4, your final score for the Colonels. 4 runs on and 5 left on. Peoria 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 7 men left aboard. Picking up the win here tonight for the Peoria Chiefs would be the right-hander Michael McGreevy. The loss going to the Colonels, Kate Povich, as he'll take his second loss here of 2022. Save number 4 for Ryan Lutis, the Peoria Chiefs closer. A hold will go to Michael Yasenka. Povich falling to 2-2. McGreevy improving to 2-1 here on the season. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels postgame report right here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. Once again, your final 5-4. Peoria snaps their losing skin, and in doing so, they take care of the Colonels winning streak at that as well. 5-4, your final.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels fall here tonight to the Peoria Chiefs. 5-4 is your final for Peoria. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on. Cedar Rapids, 4 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors, and they left 5 men aboard. Earning the win today is Michael McGreevy. He improves to 2-1 on the season. Kate Povich takes the loss, falling to 2-2. A hold for Michael Yasenka. Ryan Lutis with his fourth save here of 2022. The Colonels falling to 22-9 on the year. Peoria improves to 13-18. The Chiefs snap a 9-game losing skid. The Colonels' 5-game winning streak is over, but they still, of course, have at least a chance to earn a split here. They've already taken the first 3 games of the series. They'll hold a 3-1 series lead going into tomorrow, where a win would give them a series victory over the Peoria Chiefs. Look at your scoring summary here today. In the first, the Colonels got things going with an RBI single off the bat of Seth Gray. Later on in the second, a single, then a double by Fedko with one, a 2-run single into left off of Michael McGreevy. Things looked pretty groovy for the Colonels against McGreevy. leading 3-0 through two. But then in the home half of the third, Peoria got four runs on just two hits and three Colonels errors, making it a 4-3 Peoria lead. They tacked on one more in the fourth inning against the Colonels. In that fourth inning of work, Peoria adding a run on a RBI single by Zane Richardson. That made it 5-3. The Colonels would get one run back in the seventh on a Kyler Fenko solo home run, but the damage would be done. Cedar Rapids could not solve Ryan Lutis, the closer for Peoria, nor could they really figure out Michael Yasenka, the setup man who took this ball game to Ryan Lutis, earning a hold with just one run allowed through those two innings on that Fedco home run. A look at your box score here today for Cedar Rapids. A nice debut for Kyler Fedco. He goes 2-for-4 with a solo home run. He also scored two runs here today. Willie Joe Gary Jr., 2-for-4 with a run scored and two doubles. Jefferson Morales on his birthday with a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with one run scored. Anthony Prado, 1-for-4 with a couple RBI. Seth Gray, 1-for-4 tonight with one run driven in. On the pitching side of things for the Colonels, taking the loss is Kate Povich as he goes 3 1/3, five runs. Of those five runs, though, I believe just three of them earned here tonight for Povich. We'll take a double check at that one. Povich allowing those five runs on four hits and a walk. He did strike out one here today for Cedar Rapids. Yeah, five runs, three earned for Povich. Didn't really have his best stuff, just five swinging strikes. Over 75 pitches for Cade Povich. Tough one here today for Cade as he'll take his second loss of the season. Andrew Cabezas went 1 2/3 scoreless. Brad Hanner, two shutout innings, retiring each of the six men that he faced tonight, striking out a pair. Orlando Rodriguez went one inning here today, walking one and striking out three. A good one here tonight for the Colonels' bullpen. Povich a little bit rocky. Michael McGreevy wasn't sharp for Peoria, but he was able to get the job done. Five innings of three-run ball, six hits, no walks. He struck out seven to earn the win for the Peoria Chiefs. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Planning for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 158 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 158 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. A look around the rest of the Midwest League tonight. The Colonels are 2 Peoria. West Michigan shut out Beloit 3-0. Lake County 4-3 over Great Lakes. South Bend 11-2 with 21 hits against Fort Wayne. Dayton 6-2 over Lansing. They're in the eighth. Wisconsin trails Quad Cities 8-7. Might want to turn on that ball game in Davenport. If Quad Cities hangs on, it would still be a two-game lead in the division for the Colonels. Should Wisconsin come back and win in that ball game, though, Cedar Rapids' lead in the division would be cut down to just a single game. Again here tonight, the Colonels with four runs on eight hits, four errors and five left. Peoria, five runs on six hits, no errors, and seven men left aboard. 5-4, your final here in Game 4. Peoria gets a game here in the series. It's now 3-1 Cedar Rapids. Game 5 coming up tomorrow at 6:35 p.m., a 6:05 Colonels leadoff show as Sawyer Gibson Long will get the ball against the very good right-hander Gordon Graceffo. Another really good pitching matchup on tap for us tomorrow. Gibson Long versus Graceffo at 6:35 tomorrow night here on the Colonels Baseball Network. For one final time, Cedar Rapids falls here tonight 5-4 here to the Peoria Chiefs and from Dozer Park here in Peoria, Illinois. This is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.